Alrighty folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. Super excited to be here with you all for another update. Back to Divinity is reaching its first 9 months coming into June, and I am super excited to have been running this for 9 months. There have been many trials and tribulations and a lot of learning curves. And so that being said, going into the month of June, there will be a couple of differences. Instead of doing weekly podcast videos for season 2 of Back to Divinity, we will actually be doing bi-weekly videos, which will be longer, and we'll call those our tune-in Tuesdays. So I will be dropping those videos bi-weekly on Tuesdays, maybe weekly. We'll see how we feel on a given month to month. But as of now, I think having longer videos with just astrological updates and spiritual insight that may be necessary for those 2 weeks will be super useful for the collective. Following that, there will be a couple of reels and things of that sort throughout, just to maintain any collective guidance and messages that I want to give throughout. But for the most part, for the podcast, it would be a bi-weekly thing moving forward. So super excited for longer videos and to just be unpacking what's going on in my life and hearing a little bit about you guys and allowing for you all to get to know me a bit more through these podcast episodes. So super excited for this shift. Beyond that, we will still be offering astrological readings. You can look onto the website. The link is in the bio for any information that you need regarding those readings. Additionally, if you want a service that you do not see that is offered at this moment, just email me and we can work around it and figure out what works for you. Alrighty, so we have a Gemini new moon coming up on May 26th. It is Gemini season. Happy birthday to all my Geminis. I am a Gemini stellium. My birthday is next week, and I'm super excited to dive into this new solar return. Again, if you are a Gemini and you are hitting your solar return and you want a solar return chart reading, definitely book your reading. A solar return chart reading is just telling you what to look towards in terms of this new year of life that you are going and stepping into. Okay, so new moons. We all know that new moons often represent new beginnings, fresh starts, planting seeds, energy, and going in new pathways and in new directions. This is happening in Gemini energy. So let's talk about Gemini vibes. So Gemini is the magician. Gemini is the manifester, the communicator, the one who works with all tools and is really great at multitasking. So you could start to actually see during this new moon some results of manifestations you made a while ago. Specifically 6 months ago, especially during December 15th, during the full moon in Gemini in 2024. So whatever themes were going on around that time, you could be seeing the growth as a result of that dedicated 6 month period into whatever it is, again, that you were manifesting or calling into your life. Additionally, you could be planting seeds in terms of what you want to manifest moving forward, right? What you want to see in the next 6 month period, what you want to see a year from now. So you could be planting seeds right now that are allowing for you to cultivate that dream life of yours that you want, right? Gemini is also the Lovers, right? As we all know, the Lovers card doesn't just mean love, but it also means decisions, right? Making decisions and being decisive. Geminis can sometimes struggle with decision, and that's because we're often looking at all sides and all perspectives and are feeling a little bit overwhelmed by everything, because not everything is black and white. And as we understand duality, Geminis understand duality the best, right? And in this understanding of duality, we have to come to a point in which we can see things clearly for what they are and ultimately make decisions, because we cannot stay in decision paralysis. And after analysis comes that moment where you have to make a decision. So many people could have felt as if they have been in analysis paralysis for a while in whatever area of your life that is, whether you're deciding to make a move, whether you're deciding to enter a relationship, whether you're deciding to walk away from a relationship, whether you're deciding to accept a job or not, or go in a career change direction, whatever it is in your life that is happening at this very moment, you could be finding yourself finally getting that clarity in terms of, okay, it is time to be decisive. What are we doing? Where are we going? And what are we going to do moving forward, right? And so those are the types of things to keep in mind at this time. But again, duality, and not everything is black and white. So allow for yourself to sit with any analysis that you need, but ultimately it is time to make a decision. So make it, because this is the new moon and you want to make those decisive moments to then, you know, manifest whatever results you want from that later on. Okay. You could also be seeing results from completing schools, right? Because Gemini also represents childhood energy, education, and things of that sort. So you could also be, you know, completing something in terms of schooling. So you could be graduating at this time. As we know, it is graduation time. And you could be feeling very proud of any accomplishments that you made in the education sector. You could be making changes in the education sector, whether that's transferring schools and adjusting to those changes, or planting seeds rather for those changes. Additionally, you could be, you know, leaving one school setting to enter another, whether that's from the student perspective or from the teacher perspective. Additionally, Gemini energy is very social, communicative. So you could be going to a lot of celebratory events, social settings, social gatherings, seeing people that you haven't seen in a while, maybe reuniting with some childhood friends, right? Whether purposely or accidentally, right? Those are the types of things that could be happening at this time. So education themes are also very much highlighted, whether that literally means taking a course that you find interesting on your own time, diving into learning any things that you want to learn at this time. So whether you, again, already stepped into an educational pursuit and are seeing the rewards of that, or rather planting seeds for the educational pursuit that you hope to see rewards from later on in the future, those types of changes could be happening at this time. And the planetary energy is fully supportive of that energy. Additionally, short distance travel could also be something that is highlighted under this Gemini new moon. So either this weekend or the upcoming 2 weeks, you could find yourself traveling, you know, to neighboring states, neighboring communities, neighboring cities, and whatever it is that that looks like for you. You could also find yourself connecting more with neighbors at this time, connecting more with your local community and your friendship circle that has been there since either childhood or rather just a really long time in your life. A lot of those be up for review. The Gemini new moon, again, in connection to childhood, could have you reflecting in a bit of a nostalgic way around the way that things have been. So you could be finding yourself closing out a cycle and starting something new. And it almost feels as if you're saying goodbye to this piece of yourself and taking what it is that you need and want for yourself as you enter into this new cycle. So again, Gemini is a lot of energy compared to a lot of other new moon transits, in my opinion, because Gemini holds so much and it is in connection to the planet of Mercury. There is a lot that is going to be going on and could be looking different for a lot of people at this time. But ultimately, it's falling underneath this bucket, this umbrella, right? Of manifestation, decision-making, duality, clarity, socializing, communicating with others, celebrating with others, you know, reaching culmination points in terms of our educational journey and starting new things in terms of our educational journey. And so all in all, this can be very vibrant time, right? Congratulations if you are graduating. Congratulations if you have made a decisive decision to move from one place to the next. Congratulations if you are closing out a chapter in your childhood and entering an adulting chapter. Congratulations if it is your birthday, and happy birthday to you. Whatever it is going on in your life at this time, the collective energy is fully supporting for positive shifts at this time. So allow for yourself to lean into the lighter energy and lean into the change in direction. Lean into the decisive nature of what this Gemini new moon is calling for you. In addition, let's talk about a couple of different aspects. This new moon is actually going to be conjunct Mercury and conjunct Uranus. As we know, Gemini is already Mercury ruled, so conjunction is a very positive aspect. It being conjunct Mercury and Uranus means that you could be finding yourself communicating about any positive news or shifts that are happening at this time, or hearing from others in your local community and neighbors around any positive shifts that are happening at this time. If you have any writing projects or anything of that sort that you are turning in at this time, you could be hearing either really good news from what you submitted, or you could be finding yourself feeling very proud and seeing great rewards that you didn't expect from what it is that you are outputting. Additionally, there is this energy, again, Uranus can be this abrupt change, right? So that being said, any sort of abrupt changes can be happening at this time when it comes to communications with others, and again, any of the Gemini themes that we listed at this time. Sextile Saturn and Neptune in Aries. So this new moon is going to be sextile Saturn in Aries as well as Neptune in Aries. Sextile is also a positive aspect. So it being sextile to Saturn, Saturn is a planet of discipline and things of that sort. Whatever changes could be happening at this time could be calling for you to step up a little bit in whatever that looks like. Hence why I said closing out childhood and going into adulting themes could be happening here, or closing out certain educational journeys and commencing new ones. right? So Saturn is sort of helping us and grounding us with that Capricorn energy, with the Aries energy, helping us get that momentum to know where it is that we're going. And if you want to know a little bit more about Saturn and Aries, definitely look at last week's video where we touched on a little bit about Saturn and Aries, as May 24th, tomorrow, is going to be when Saturn moves into Aries. Additionally, with Neptune and Aries, again, Neptune is a little bit more Pisces energy, a little bit more of, you know, getting us to look past illusions. This is great because, again, Gemini is asking us to be decisive. It being sextile Neptune and Aries is allowing us to see things a little bit more clearly than we would any other time. And with Aries energy as well, it is going to be in connection with our sense of self and our identity, which is exactly where we want it to be. This is a great supportive aspect. Lastly, this new moon will be trine Pluto in Aquarius. Trine is one of the most supportive aspects that you can ask for. Pluto is, as we know, Pluto, a generational planet. Many videos I've released on Pluto in Aquarius. It is going to be retrograde. However, it is a trine. So with Pluto, this is a transformative energy, death and rebirth vibes. So again, more closure and starting something new vibes. With Aquarius energy, it is asking us to authentically step into who we want to be and recognize our uniqueness, but in a positive way rather than a way that wants us to shy away from the community. So you could be finding yourself really just shining bright at this time in your local community and in the people around you, and possibly even in a larger sense. So allow for yourself, you know, to step into boldly who you are and who you want to be with this trine. Whatever decisions you're making, make sure that they're in alignment, again, with the direction in which you're trying to go. So that is pretty much it today in terms of, you know, this Gemini new moon, any things to be aware of and keep in mind. And then, of course, a little bit about the aspects that are happening at this time. So again, this new moon is happening on Monday, May 26th. This weekend, we also have the Saturn moving into Aries on May 24th. There's a lot of potent energy in the sky. This week was already super transformative as it is. And as we are stepping into June, come short, again, allow for yourself to ride the waves and co-create with what is happening. Smell the roses. Celebrate, attend social gatherings, be a little bit more communicative, and find that balance with all of the new journeys in which you are stepping into. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, very excited for the changes that Back to Divinity is going to make come June. And all in all, just very excited for this transit and for all my fellow Geminis reaching their solar return. Thank you for listening, and please share with others. Have a great one. Bye.